it's something that's bound to come up. And it's like this in between the intention and actually receiving the manifestation, but specifically right before you receive the manifestation, where you most likely want to give up. And I see a lot of people who give up in this space. And thankfully, years and years and years ago, I decided to do something different from this space and just experiment and see what would happen if I didn't give up.
Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin.
Hello, my beautiful babes, and welcome back to another episode of the Manifestation Babe podcast. I have a super vulnerable episode today. This is going to feel like therapy for me, a therapy session of my own, my own internal dialogue that you get to be in on. And the primary purpose and intention of this episode that normally I would never, ever record because it brings up such a vulnerable part of me that is so terrified to be seen and to be witnessed and to be noticed. But I wanted to just really show anybody else who's going through what I'm going through, which is a very normal pattern, a very common occurrence, a very expected experience and season of life, specifically when you're on the precipice of a breakthrough. And I just genuinely want to show you that you are not alone. You're absolutely not alone. So I have been doing a lot of inner work. What a fucking surprise, right? Been doing a lot of inner work for the last 10 years, but recently I've been going really deeper into exploring who I truly am and what are adaptations that I have picked up from traumas in the past, from wanting to manipulate myself to appear a certain way in front of people to really protect myself. Like, what are the protective parts of myself and what are the parts of myself that are genuinely me at my most core, authentic self that I was born to be and brought onto this planet with? And one of those parts that doesn't like to be exposed, which I'm going to expose today because I desire healing here. And I know that I'm not alone in this, which is there's a part of me that wants to be seen as having her shit together. And over the years of my life, I've adapted to this part of myself by being an overachiever. I'm not shy to hard work. Like, I really know how to achieve things. I'm a classic overachiever, especially in my 20s. I've let go of a lot of that, identity, that personality, that adaptation, because I've realized that I don't have to achieve so much to be worthy. But there's still a part of me that's there, right? And with today's episode, I was going to sit down and do my regular podcast, you know, going to go find a question to answer and appear to have my shit together. I was going to come on here and appear to have it all together, that I'm not struggling with anything, that I've overcome everything that I've overcome. And usually, like, I'm always overcoming something. There's always something that I'm working on behind the scenes, but I normally don't share about it until I'm on the other side of it. And I just had this conversation with God this morning, and I feel like God led me here to share an episode, just kind of spilling the beans and showing you what it's like to be on the precipice of a breakthrough, what it's like to be in the void, what I feel when I'm in this in-between place between knowing what is going on, having my assignment from source, universe, God, being in my purpose, being certain of myself, having confidence in myself, like knowing my self-worth and having a high self-image. And then the opposite side of that, which is where I'm at today, which tends to happen when I'm on the precipice of a breakthrough, when I'm on the precipice of downloading some genius idea that's going to bring me right back into purpose and going to bring me to this place of peace in my life, because I just feel certainty in who I am and I'm serving the world from this place. And right now I'm in that in-between spot. So I want to like describe it to you and share with you what it's like and share with you what I do when I'm in this place, because this place very much feels like I'm putting a lot out there energetically, vibrationally, visualizing a ton, doing all the right things. And I have clients who come to me all the time, students and clients who come to me all the time with this, like, Catherine, I feel like I'm putting in so much work into manifestation. I'm doing all the things, but I feel like the universe isn't hearing me. I feel like I'm just missing something. There's a block here somewhere. God's not listening to me. I'm not getting anything in return. And I have gone through this enough times to where I can spot this pattern immediately. And I will share with my clients and my students like what I typically do when I'm in this space. But now I actually am in this space. Like, I'm literally in this space right now where I'm just feeling so blah. And I am feeling like I absolutely don't have my shit together. It's my annual shamanic death. That's what I call it. It's my annual shamanic death. My coaches, especially Andrea, who's been with me for a year and a half now as my coach, like, she laughs because she knows this is a season for me. It's something that's bound to come up. And it's like this in between the intention and actually receiving the manifestation, but specifically right before you receive the manifestation, where you most likely want to give up. And I see a lot of people who give up in this space. And thankfully, years and years and years ago, I decided to do something different from this space and just experiment and see what would happen if I didn't give up, right? You know, I'm so good at giving up. I know what's going to happen if I give up. I know what's going to happen if I take this as truth, as I don't know what I'm doing, like really solidifying and acting on that self-doubt. Like, I know what the result of that is. The result of that is absolutely nothing worthwhile. So what would it look like if I just surrendered to it? If I just dove into it? If I opened myself up to like a deeper layer of faith and trust, if I opened up a deeper conversation with God, if I let it be, if I didn't try to fix it, what would it look like if I didn't try to fix it and didn't try to appear like, oh no, I can't let anyone see this part of me. I have to appear to have all my shit together, right? What would happen if I just let it be? And from my experience, you guys, from this happening to me at least once a year, every single year, it's like a winter season, right? The most powerful quantum leaps and breakthroughs and ideas that come from this void, I cannot even tell you. And so I'm in this space right now, and I know that I'm on the precipice of a breakthrough. I know that I'm on the precipice of a quantum leap, especially being stagnant in my business the last few years, where my team and I, especially my exec team who talk, you know, in depth about numbers and like what's going on in sales and things like that, we have plateaued, which I'm not complaining at all. Don't feel bad for me. Okay. This is a fantastic life that I'm living. But as someone who's seeking growth and who loves the game of entrepreneurship and business and just knows that she has the capability to impact so many more lives, I feel frustration with myself because I'm like, why am I stuck at $7 million? I'm just constantly stuck at $7 million. And now I'm seeing my peers and my friends who are busting through their plateaus, making $10 million, $20 million, $30 million a year, hundreds of millions of dollars a year. And I am just here stuck at $7 million. And I'm a fucking manifestation coach. Like, what is wrong with me, right? And so I find myself going into these really deep places of, and Andrea and I recently had a session around this. And of course, she lovingly giggles because she's like, here we go again, where I go, Andrea, I'm back in that place where I feel so fucking unimportant. Just, I don't matter. If I die, would anyone even care? And I know that sounds like really bad and deep and like sad and depressing. I promise you it's not. Like, if I genuinely went to those deep, dark places for longer periods of time, I would seek the help that I need for that. So I know it's not that. It's just kind of like a apathy is how I would describe it. It's like an apathy of like, does anything I'm doing even matter? Like, everything feels like a rat race right now. It's just like, does it even matter if I make a post today? Does it even matter if I make a podcast episode? Is anyone even going to care? Is anyone even going to listen? Is anyone even interested in what I have to say? Am I even an entrepreneur? Am I even a good mom? Right? Like, am I even a good wife? And it just goes on and on and on. It's this insane dialogue of self-doubt. And this typically comes right before the breakthrough. I don't know why. There's a deep spiritual like pattern that I've been studying for the last few years of how there's this like submission to the void that needs to happen to just come into a deeper union with the universe. I think it's like the universe, which I see as a masculine energy, and we are in our feminine in union with the universe because we are here to receive. We are here to dance. We are here to surrender. We are here to be. Like, manifestation is a state of being. It's a very feminine energy. And so I see universe, God, source as the provider and the protector. Okay. That's just how I see it. That's my perspective. Works very fucking well for me. So it's kind of like, hey, yo, I want to provide XYZ, but you got to dance with me. You got to trust. Lean deeper into faith. Lean deeper into the void. I got you. There's nothing that needs to be done. I think in this space, I feel like there's something that needs to be done that I'm not doing. And something that was pointed out to me in a coaching session that was so helpful to me, which is, Catherine, you've never not taken action on something that was worthwhile taking action on. When you receive a divine download, and I just want to differentiate this for you also, I think it's so helpful. Of like, so many of my students are like, I don't know what action I should take. I know I should be taking action, but what action should I take? And I say, if you feel that way, there's no action to be taken. If you're looking for action to take, there actually is no action to take. Because first of all, we want to take inspired action. And if you don't feel genuinely inspired to take action, because let me ask you, how inspiring is it for you to sit there and be like, I need to take action. I need to take action. Like, is that an inspiring energy? Is anyone feeling inspired by that? Are you feeling inspired by that? No. But when you receive a download of like, call this person, put this out there, share this, do it this way, change this, go there, speak on this. The genuine inspired action, like the genuine inspiration, that energy that comes from that, you literally cannot help but take action on it. You literally cannot help but do it. It's not even a question in your mind. So if you're questioning it, typically, I'm not going to speak in like blanket statements here, but typically it means nothing needs to be done. And the subconscious mind is operating from an old pattern. So for me, there's an old pattern of I'll get punished if I don't do something. I'll get punished. I'll get punished. I'll get punished. Something bad's going to happen, which isn't the fucking case. That's just my human programming, which I have eliminated so much to such a degree. Hold on. My child is literally walking on the street. Okay. Sorry, guys. My grandparents are here to watch Orion, and I'm looking out my front window and I just see Orion running down my driveway onto the street with nobody behind him. And then at the last second, my grandpa pops out like he's watching him, Whew. Okay. Anyway, what was I saying? I was saying that if you're questioning what action to take, there's typically no action to take at all. And in fact, when I feel this way, here's what I actually do that allows me to be in that state of being, which is kind of funny because I had a client ask me a question of like, how do I be more receptive? What do I need to do to be more receptive? And I always laugh at that question whenever someone asks me what they need to do to be. If there's a doing that leads to being, when they have to be a being, so there's no doing to the being, it's just a being, right? I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there. So what I be or what I do to be in this state of being is I deeply lean into prayer at this time. Prayer is everything to me. I get very quiet and I unload all my burdens to source, universe, God. You know, I pray to God, but it doesn't matter who you pray to, divine creator, whatever it is that you want to call it. I think that so often we forget how watched over and taken care of we are. And our past programming in the human world, let's say we didn't have the best experiences with our parents, we believe that our parents and God or the universe are mirrors of each other. And so if my parents weren't there for me, then there is no sky parent in the sky that deeply loves and cares about me, but that just isn't true. If you tap into your heart and get present with your heart and take some deep breaths and just be in silence and just tap into the wisest part of you that is connected to God, angel, source, energies of the highest good, you'll feel that connection. And in these moments, I lean into that connection. I lean into that love. I like to remind myself of other times in the past where I felt this way. I've been in this void. I've been frustrated. I've been just agitated. I've been feeling worthless and filled with self-doubt and felt like nothing was going my way and nobody was listening to me and everything was pointless and everything's going to fall apart because I'm not taking action and so therefore nothing's going to happen and it's all on me and the burden's on me and blah, 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 blah. I lean into that love. I feel that love and I just pray. And people ask, like, how do you pray? And I feel like there needs to be a podcast on this, but let me just share with you, it's this fucking simple. It's like talking to God, source, universe, like it's a person, like it's a friend, like it's a parent or a lover or a significant other or a really good friend who loves you. You want to talk to it like it loves you because it does. And so I just say, hey, God, I'm really struggling with this right now. Can you please show me any sort of sign that I am deeply loved, deeply taken care of, that I have nothing to worry about? Will you just show me a miracle today? Show me something to celebrate. Show me that you're thinking of me. I really like that prayer because then it like gives you something in return. But also just like using it as a therapy session. God can be your therapist too. And so I like to just unload and just talk and be like, I feel X, Y, Z, blah, 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 blah. And there's no ask at the end of it. It's just, this is how I'm feeling. I want you to know that this is how I'm feeling. And not only do I feel lighter because I got it out of me, because it's no longer part of my aura. It's no longer something I'm holding on to. I've just released it and let it go to the wind. I feel so much lighter. In these cases, I do everything to not take action. So a lot of people trying to offload this energy of discomfort, the void is so uncomfortable. The moments right before your biggest breakthrough are so uncomfortable, and we take action on this discomfort to try to get rid of it. What we don't realize that what we're doing is we're actually prolonging the discomfort by doing that. So if you're like, I just gotta, you know, I feel so stagnant in my business, but like nothing feels inspiring, nothing feels motivating to me. Like that's kind of the case where I'm at. Like I just feel so uninspired and unmotivated. I'm like, I don't really know what I'm doing. Is it even worth it? Right? Like those kind of thoughts. I don't go into a place of like, I just need to figure out my next post. I'm going to post something because I feel like I need to post something. And then if I post something, it's going to get rid of this uncomfortable feeling. I'm no longer feeling like I'm lagging behind or blah, blah, blah. And so it's going to get rid of the feeling. But what ends up happening is you're not learning the lesson here. And so all it's going to do is it's going to prolong the feeling. And so in these moments, I find myself leaning more into rest and doing things for the sake of pleasure. Last night, I realized I'm reading. Reading is really helpful for me, just therapeutically. I love to read. And I realize I'm still reading self-help books. I'm still reading nonfiction books. And nonfiction books are great, fantastic reads, nothing wrong with it, but it's part of my job, meaning that I'm in the industry of self-help and nonfiction and self-help and transformation and personal development and personal growth. And so really, I'm just staying in my masculine here and doing the doing rather than being the being. And for me to be in a state of receptivity, especially as a feminine being, I need to lean into my pleasure and joy. So this is where I like to lean into doing things that are I'm doing just for the sake of fun. Like there's no end result here. I'm not doing it because it's going to lead me to my next breakthrough. In fact, you cannot trick the system here. The universe knows that game very well. If you are pretending to relax and surrender and, you know, release, and you're not actually releasing and surrendering, the universe can smell that shit from a million miles away. So that's not going to work. I last night ordered a bunch of fiction books, like fantasy books. In fact, there's one that's like really trending on TikTok that people like won't stop talking about. So I'm like, fuck it. I'll give it a try. I haven't read the fantasy book since, I don't know, it's been a really long time. Twilight, Hunger Games, Harry Potter. Like I don't read, I don't allow myself to enter into these fantasy worlds because there's programming within me that feels like it's a waste of time and it's not going to progress my life forward. And sometimes like the place that I'm in right now, I'm like, where am I going? Where am I even fucking going? What is this hamster wheel that I've put myself on? What is the point of all of this? Where am I trying to go? What is my destination here? Because I don't even fucking know. What's the destination? To make more money? Great, right? Obviously, that's inevitable and possible, and that's great, and it's going to happen. But is that why I incarnated here? Did I incarnate here just to achieve a bunch of achievements and be a best-selling author and have millions of followers on Instagram? Like, is that the fucking point of all of this? And no, it's not. It's a beautiful opportunity and it's a part of life and it's fun when you're doing it from the right energy. It's like a beautiful bonus to life, but I think the point of life is just to live and just to create art and just have fun and experience joy and pleasure and allow yourself to be a human being. And so I ordered a bunch of fantasy books last night, which hopefully are arriving today. If they don't arrive today, I'm going to order it on Kindle and just get started. And people ask me all the time, like, Catherine, how do you decipher whether you read Kindle or regular books? I see you have both. Honestly, it makes zero sense. I just, sometimes this book sounds good on Kindle. This book sounds good as like an actual book. So I ordered books. I watched a movie last night for the first time in years. That's going to sound insane to you, but I don't watch movies. I'm not a movie person. It's not like I'm just, you know, preventing myself from watching movies. there is a part of programming which is like, hey, this is a waste of time. You're not learning anything from this movie, which is kind of a lie because we do learn a lot from movies, but you know what I mean. Also, I just don't like mainstream media and programming. I think there's, well, we don't have to go down that rabbit hole. There's rabbit holes that you can go down, and I'm just not going to go down it today. But yeah, I'm just very careful with what I pay attention to. And so yesterday I just watched a fucking movie and it was great. I love the movie. It was kind of stupid. And like, I don't know if it's a good movie, but it just helped me relax and just do something for no point, 0 points whatsoever. It's called Irish Wish on Netflix with Lindsay Lohan. I just thought it was cute. So I watched it. I like to go on walks. I'll go and work out and just release steam. I will go out and talk to friends. Like tonight I'm getting dinner with Kate Northrup and her family. Amazing human being. She was in Sedona for a bit of time and stopping by in Scottsdale. So we're going to get dinner together. And my grandparents are here while Brennan is on an off the grid trip with John Wineland, because he's in his embodied masculine leadership training. And they're in Panamint Valley right now doing some bro shit, some masculine embodiment shit off the grid. And so rather than operating from the programming and the voice of self-doubt and the voice of telling me that there's something off, there's something wrong, I'm not doing enough, I'm leaning into that version of myself who can look back on, you know, she's already in the next season. She's looking back at me right now and she's like, girl, enjoy this season, because there's a busy season coming. There's a high season coming. There's a lot that's going to be going on. You're going to be growing. There's a lot more to handle. You need to recuperate your energy. And I think that that's what this is all about. That void in between phases in your life, the void in between your next breakthrough, when you're feeling like you got your shit together and then you feel so purposeless and then you feel purposeful again. Like, I think we're just creating meanings for what it is that aren't actually there. I think it's just God giving us a break and a moment to recuperate our energy so we can be prepared for the next mission and the next way of service and way of being and helping and assisting and creating. We're not just always supposed to be doing, 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 and we really need to honor our season of being. And that's what it is. I mean, that's just what it is. And I had this visual, you know, the last time I felt this way, I took a sabbatical for 4 months last year. And it was like the greatest thing I've ever done. I'm not going on sabbatical this time. Don't you worry. I'm going to handle this one a little bit differently just because I follow my intuition with what needs to be done. And so I'm leaning into like breath work and leaning into working out and leaning into pleasure and doing things for fun until I receive that download. And once I receive that download, it's fucking time to go. So my last sabbatical that I took last year, it was a very similar shamanic death. Very, very, very similar shamanic death. And there's something specific that I was going to say about it, which is for whatever reason just left my mind. But I want to describe kind of how I knew it was time to come back. Oh, this is what I remember. Okay. So in the midst of my sabbatical, I would be doing meditations and I have these ways of connecting, you know, prayer, meditation, silence, connecting with crystals, whatever the fuck I have, various tools. And I had this visual like there's a tsunami coming on the other side of this. And not a tsunami as in like the destructive force tsunami, like a real tsunami. No, like a good tsunami. A tsunami of energy is coming and it's building. And in order for me to be able to handle that tsunami, I need to take a breather now. So what I'm doing right now, even though it feels so weird and so unlike this past programming of doing, 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 and really being in my masculine energy and needing to constantly perform and achieve and make things happen, I realize that there's a tsunami coming. And once the tsunami is coming, I won't be able to take a breather in that season. And so thank God I'm doing it now. And guess what? August, at the end of my sabbatical, I received a download to create the Manifestation Reset, which is a program that if you haven't taken, I highly recommend it. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. It's a 10-day program to really detox your mind and to really unclog your frequency and vibration and get to the bottom and the root cause of why your manifestations haven't come and how to put yourself into a receptive state where they do end up coming so that you can have your next breakthrough. Anyway, I created the Manifestation Reset, and then I went on to create 4 programs. Like bam, 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 bam. Breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. Download, download, idea, 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 idea. And now I'm just on the other side. And I was so glad for the rest. And now I'm on the other side of the tsunami, where I'm in that break period right now. And I know that we have a launch upcoming in May for Sovereign Money. And I'm feeling the anticipation of that and also the fear of like, what if it doesn't work out because I'm not enough and because I didn't do enough and I didn't go viral and my Instagram hasn't grown enough and I don't know if anyone cares about my podcast and what's the point? And I just want to hide from the internet and I just don't want to be anywhere and I just want to like quit it all and just pretend like it never happened and just let Brennan take care of everything. And this is so normal, you guys. I cannot tell you how many times, no matter how you perceive me, you know, a lot of people perceive me as like, oh, Catherine, she never has a bad day. She can do no wrong. She always has her shit together. She's always kicking ass and taking names and having these big launches and making so much money and blah, 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 blah. I just want to let you in on a very vulnerable time in my life where I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, you guys. I don't know if Sovereign Money launch is going to go great. I don't know. Maybe we'll make less money this year than previous years and I won't hit my plateau. And then I don't know what I'm going to do. And maybe my team doesn't want to work for me anymore. And maybe nobody cares. And I'm just going to be alone. And then I'm going to have to close down my business and then, you know, do something that I hate for the rest of my life because this one thing that I thought was going so well for me is not going to pan out. And those are my real fucking thoughts. So I just want to normalize this. And for anyone who's going through this, let's do this together. Let's commit to prayer. I want you to unload your burdens to God. Okay. Do something for the sake of fun. Like go to Disneyland, read a book that has nothing to do with teaching you anything like me, where I read literal textbooks for fun. You know, and sometimes it stops becoming fun because it's a fucking textbook. So read a book for fun, watch a movie, take a nap, hang out with your friends, go mini golfing, take a walk, go sign up for a fitness class you've never signed up for, and we'll get through it. And I cannot wait to tell you what comes out on the other side of me for this. I'll tell you that I've already received a massive download while I was in Bora Bora. And part of my frustration is like, it's so big that I don't know where to begin with it. And I also know it's not time to take action on it yet, but it's like, I want to create it so goddamn bad, but it's also so scary. It's so different from anything I've ever done. And so I just cannot wait to update you on the other side of this. And I can't wait to hear your update. If this is something you're dealing with or handling right now, or just being in a very confused void of life. And for anyone who does not relate, I admire you. And I'm glad you don't relate. All right. I love you so, so much. Thank you for witnessing me and being here with me and just allowing me to use this podcast as my own personal therapy because I feel like I give so much. And this was really, truly for me to receive and for me to unload and unburden and just let go and just feel fucking free. So with that being said, check the show notes for special links and things like that that I've mentioned in the episode. And I hope to see you inside of Sovereign Money in May. I'm anticipating this launch, clearly in a place of self-doubt about it right now, but I know this is a program that is near and dear to my heart. It's been going so, so well. The group of students who are in my current round are phenomenal and amazing. And this is like the one thing that I'm really enjoying diving in on right now. I have no issues and problems here. There's so much content that's flowing out of me here. So I'm just going with where my energy is taking me. And as of right now, it's Sovereign Money. So I hope to see you there, and I will catch you in the next episode. Mwah. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following at Manifestation Babe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.